Today's shir is Yevamos Daf Mem Dalad. We are going to pick it up with the Mishnah at the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Arba Achin Nesuis Arba Noshim. So you have four brothers who married four women, right? Famesu, and some of the brothers then died without having any children, so the wives now fall to Yibam. Im Ratza HaGadol Shebehen Liyabe Mes Kulon. If the oldest of all the brothers who survived, right? We're going to explain this. Has to be other brothers who are still there. So then, if he wants to do Yibum, right, with all of them, Harshus Biado, fine. He has permission. He's allowed to do it. Misha Nasi L'Shtei Nashim V'Meis, a case where a man who's married two women and he died without having any kids. So Biasa Ochalitzasa Shel Achas Mehen Pateres Tzarasa. So if he has relations or does Chalisa with one of the wives, right, so that's going to release her tzara, her other wife, from falling to Yibum, and the other wife would not have to do Yibum or to have Chalitza. Now on the top of Amud Aleph, Haisa Achas Kashira V'Achas Psula, if one of the women was Kashira, meaning she could, yes, marry Kohen, and the other one was Psula, so now watch this, don't make it any worse. Don't ruin her shidduch prospects for somebody else. Im haya choletz, if he's going to do chalitza, send choletz lepsula. He should do chalitza with a woman who was not allowed to marry a kohen anyway, right? Because it's not going to make her, it's not going to reduce her marriage prospect anyway. She couldn't marry a kohen, so just do chalitza with her, right? Ve'im haya meyabem, if he's going to do yibum, so then meyabem l'kshera. He should do even with the one who is kshera, allowed to marry a kohen. Says the Gemara, Arba Achin Salkadaitach. One second. If you read Pashup Shat, they had four brothers and they all died. So then, right, who's left? who's left to do the Yibum? Who's left to do the Chalitza? So Ella, no, you have to change and say, aim like this. Arba Me Achin. Not there were four brothers. Four of a whole set of brothers, then four of them died. Okay? And then we say that if the oldest one wanted to do Yibum, Harashus Biyado, Vishavkale. One second. Do they really let him do this? Hatanya, but we learned in a brisa. The karulo zikne iro, right? The elders of the city come to him and say, "Hein, they do it velo shluchan. They do it, but not their shliach." The dibru elav. The next part of the buzz is they speak to him. Milame shemasi'in lo eitzah hogenislo. It means that they give this person good advice, because not always is it a good idea to do the yibum. She'im haya hu yeled v'hi zakena. What does it mean they give like a good eitzah? It means if he's young and she's an elderly woman, okay, and generally this is not going to be a good shidduch, it's not going to work out well. Hu zakein v'hi yalda, or if he's an elderly man and she, the wife, is a younger girl. So amrim lo, they say to him, malacha eitzel yalda, what do you need with a young girl? Malacha eitzel zakena, what do you need with an old one, right, depending on the situation. Klach eitzel shibikamoscha, go find somebody who's, you know, your similar age. And don't bring any arguments or any fights into your house that could happen if you would marry somebody who is a significantly different in age. Either she's much older or she's much younger. So what do you see from the Braisa? Right? So if you see that by doing Yibum, it's going to lead to Ketato, it's going to lead to arguments, and there's not going to be Shalom Bayis, so then obviously the better course of action is to do the Chalitza. So now, in our Mishnah, right, if this guy's going to marry four women, he's going to marry four women, that sounds like, doesn't sound like a good recipe for a successful, happy marriage. So therefore, the Yavam should not be allowed to go ahead and do Yibum and marry all four of them. So Mara says, well, lo tzricha, we got to change this up. But it doesn't mean what we thought. De efshirle, right, where this is only in a case where it's possible, because a man has a chiv of she'er k'sus va'ona, that he has to provide his wife with certain things, an ona, time spent with her, marital relations is one of them, and he's not going to be able to do that, then he shouldn't. So lo tzricha de efshirle, right, so if he could do it. Okay, so vihochi wensu. If it's true that really he could provide for each one of his wives what they need, safi the tuvanami. So then many more women. Why did only limit the case of four? So the Gemara says, Eitz etoyva kamashmalan. It's coming to teach us a good piece of advice. Arba in tefe lo. Four women, okay, that's good. But if you could do more than that, then don't. Kiecha de nimetiye ona bechodesh, because in that point he's not going to be able to be with his wives in an intimate way more than that, and if he has more than four women, then each one is going to be neglected. The Rambam brings us down in Hilchos Ishus, the first halacha in Perek Yudalid. The Rambam says, "Ona hamor b'Torah lechol ish ve'ish kifi kochu kifi malachto." So it depends, how much his koach is, how much strength he has, and what type of job he has. Ketzad b'nei adam habriim v'harakim v'ha'anugim she'in him malacha shemach shelas kochan ela oichlim v'shoysim v'yoshim b'vatehin onasim b'chol laila. So if people are healthy and their job doesn't lend them, so then every single night. Polin kigon hachayotin v'haorgin v'habonim v'chayotze behen. People who have like tailors, weavers, construction workers, and like that. Well, it depends. Im ha'isim malachtim be'ir. If they work in the city onasim pa'mayim b'shabbos, so then it's two times a week. Im ha'isim malachtan be'ir acheres. If they're in a different city, onasim pam achas b'shabbos, once a week. Hachamorim pam achas b'shabbos. Those who donkey drivers once a week. Hagamalim achas l'shloshim yom. Camel drivers is once every 30 days. Hamalachim, these are sailors, achas l'shisha chadashim, once every six months. Talmidei chachamim, Torah scholars, onasim pam achas b'shabbos mipnei shetalmid Torah. Matish kochan v'derech talmidei chachamim l'shamish mitosim l'leili Shabbos l'leili Shabbos. So talmidei chachamim is once a week on Friday nights. Okay, let's go back into the Gemara. We are up to where it says Mishahaya nosli. Right. So the Mishnah said if a person who is married to two women and died without any children, so then if he does chalitza, he does yivam with one of them, that releases the other one. So the Gemara says like this. Why doesn't he do yibum with both of his wife, with both of his brother's wives? So Amr Chiya bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Amr Kra, Ashelo Yivne as Beis Achiv. The pasuk is describing he didn't build up his brother's house. So the key word that we're going to focus in on the pasuk is Beis, right? Bias. It's a singular, right? Bayis echad hu boine. He builds up one house. Ve'ein bone shtei batim. But he doesn't build up two, meaning he doesn't marry two wives, he only marries one of them. Okay, so then we're asks, ve'nachlots l'tarvayhu. So then let him do chalitza with both of them. Why did the Mishnah say he only does it with one? Amr marzutra bartuvia amr kra beis chalutz hana'al. Right, the one who refused to marry her, they call him the house, the one who had his shoe removed. Again, it's a singular lashon for the bais. Bais echad hu cholet ein cholet shnei batim. Right, the pasuk is mashma that he only does chalitza with one house, meaning one of his brother's wives, and he doesn't do chalitza with two houses with both of his brother's wives. V'niyabim lechada v'nachlutz lechada. Okay, so another question again. Not going to abandon the reasoning so fast. Let's do yibum with one, and let's do chalitz with the other. So Amr Kral, the pasuk says, im lo yachpots, right? If he doesn't want, he doesn't want to. Ha chafetz yabim, right? So then if he wanted to, then he could do to yibum. So what is that? What does that teach us? Kol ha'ol yibum ol chalitza. Anybody who he could do yibum with, he could do chalitza. Kol she'ein ol yibum, but any woman who doesn't, is not eligible to do yibum with, ain ola lechalitza, right? And since in our case of the Mishnah, if the Yavam already married one of his brother's wives, right, he can't do it with some because since he can't do chalitza with her, right? So since you can't do yibum on one, again, let's just speak this out. Since you can only do chalitza, since you can only do yibum with one, the second one falls off. And since you can't do the either yibum or chalitza with him, that's why he only marries one and can't even do chalitza with the second one. The ode, another reason why he can't do it. Shloyomer bayis miktoso bonoi umiktoso cholutz. Person shouldn't say that by his brother who passed away. So part of his house was built up. Right, that was the yibum. Part of it was released through the chalitza. One says v'yomru. Who cares? Who cares what people say? Let him do it. Right. If he did yibum first and then he does the chalitza, okay, right? And then you know, chinami. There's no reason not to. Ela dilma chalitza hadav yabim. But the question is, maybe he's going to do the chalitza first and then he'll go back and then he'll do the yibum. V'kam le below yivne. And then he's over because he violated of not building up his brother's house. Why? Because the Pasuk's mashman, the person who does chalitza, didn't build up the brother's house, and therefore it's now also for him to do yibum, right, or chalitza with any one of the other wives. Okay, the ema. One second, since the Torah describes this, it says ki ika chada. Maybe when there's one tiskayim mitzvah yibum, right? Then he could do the mitzvah of yibum. Ki ikatarte, but when there are two wives, lo tiskayim mitzvahs yibum. Maybe there is no, right? This is an interesting question we're asked on Mem Dalet. We've been going through the whole Masechta. Maybe there's no mitzvah when there are two wives. V'im kein, one second. Tzaras erva da asa rachman alamali. So what would I need this halacha by din about the tzara of the erva, which the Torah says you're not allowed to marry, right? Hashta, because now, right? Tarte ba'alma amrat la b'nei chalitzi yibum ninhu. Tzaras erva's min boy. Why don't you tell me when they have two women and you can't do yibum on the second one? You have to even tell me that the tsar falls off, right? So you see from the fact that the Torah actually does say that the tsar is osir, it shows there is a mitzvah of yibum, right? When you have two wives and neither one is an erva on him. So alam alo, why not? Why not? Even if you're going to assume that there is no mitzvah of yibum, right? When the brother had two wives and he passed away, it's still necessary to teach me this din about the tzara, which is an erva. Kesalkadai dechamina, you would have a havamin, you think to say erva de broi kayama. The erva that's outside of a cheshbon. It doesn't even like, you know, it's not olan hadas. It's not part of the equation we're factoring. Tis yabem tzorosa. So he does yibum with the tzara, right? Therefore, he should come, because we view her as like Kiyu, she's not really there. So he'll do the Yibum with the Tzara. So Kamashman, not to think like that. That's why the Torah has to come and say, Dasira. That, no, the Pasuk tells me that you're not allowed to marry the Tzara. Ella, rather, what is it is? It's repeating Yevimto, Yevimto. From the fact it says, his Yevama, right? That's a Reboy. The Reba. It comes to include a case to teach it that it applies even when the brother who passed away had more than one wife. Okay, the next part of the Mishnah had said that if one of the wives was kashera, meaning she was allowed to marry the kohen, right? So don't do chalitza with her, because if you did do chalitza with a woman who's kashera, so that's making her excluded from ever marrying a kohen for no reason. Omer of Yosef Kanshan Rebbe. On this is where Rebbe taught Lo Yishpoch Adam et Meboro Vacherim Tzrichim Lahem. One shouldn't spill out water from his pit, from his bor, if people do need it. You know, it's a mashal, but it means don't mess over somebody else unnecessarily. That's the idea. So why mess over this woman? Why limit her chances of getting married to a kohen, which is to do it without any reason? Okay, next Mishnah. Hamachzer grushoso, a person who remarries his divorced wife after she had been married to another man, right? And then she was either, divorced from her second husband or widowed from him. Venose chalutzoso, a person who marries the woman that he did chalitza with. Vahanose krovas chalutzoso, or he marries a relative of his chalutza. So all these three cases are osir. So the Mishnah says, Yotzi, he has to divorce her, v'havlad mamzer, and the child that's born from such a marriage is a mamzer. Div Rebbe Kiva, that's the sheet of Rebbe Kiva, because Rebbe Kiva holds that any child who's born from a relationship that gets malchus is a mamzer. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say no. Ain havlad mamzer. In this case, the child is not a mamzer. From again, machzer grushoso is a lav, and these other things, he's not going to be a mamzer. Umoni benoise krovas grushoso. But they agree in a case where if he married a relative of his grusha, because that's karis, right? Shavlad mamzer. That if they would, that type of union would happen, then according to the chachamim, the child in fact would nebuch in that case be a mamzer. So then we're asked like this: V'sab Rabbi Akiva Hanose Kroivis Chalutosa Vlad Mamzer. Does Rabbi Akiva really hold that if you marry the relative of your chalutza, then the kid is a mamzer? V'Amrei Shlakish Kanshan Rabbi. On this, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi taught achos grusha, the sister of your divorced wife, right? Midivrei Torah. That's an iser de'oraisa. Achos chalutza, but the sister of one who you did chalitza with, that's an iser de'rabanan, right? Midivrei Sofrim. So the Gemara's question is how could you have a mamzer from a din de'rabanan? Right? Again, if the chalutza is in midivrei Sofrim, here it means de'rabanan. So how could the child, the vlad that's born from an iser de'rabanan, be a mamzer? Can't. Right? So today you have to change it and say like this, krovas grushoso. If he married a relative of his grusha, that's the case we're talking about. So it's, okay, the one says, hachinami mistar, but that's logical to say that's the correct pshat in the Mishnah. The Ketani Seifa, because you look at the way it's taught in the Seifa, the Mishnah says, umodin benose krovas grushoso shavlad mamzer. Because they agree that in a case where a man married the relative of his grusha, then the kid would be a mamzer there. E amid bishlema iribo. If you say the Rebbe Kiva was talking about that, okay, hayne ketana. That also means umodim that they agree. They agree to it. El abad e amid lo iribo. They're not talking about that case. So my modim. So what is modim going to be talking about? Right. So it says v'dilma hakam ashmalan. 1 second. Maybe it tells me the chachamim modim is coming to teach me something else. Deyesh mamzer mechayv krisus. That a child. A mamzer is created from a relationship that has a chiyuv of karis on it. Hakatani lo lekaman, right? We're going to learn that later on. Mishnah memtes ezhu mamzer. What is the type of relationship that's osur and would generate a mamzer? Kol sha'er basar shahu below yavo. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Any type of relations with your relative that says you can't. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon Timni Omer, Kol Shechayv Malav Kareis Bidei Shemayim. Any type of child that's born as a result of anything, you get Kareis from Shemayim. V'halacha Kidvarav. V'halacha follows that. So you see here that the Mishnah says, Beferish, that we hold like Rabbi Shimon Timni, right? So since it's over there, so we don't need the Mishnah over here to teach us that din. We have it already later on, Mentes. So the Gemara still tries to work it out and says, "V'dilma kesosim lan tana de Rebbe ki Rebbe Shimon Hatimni." Maybe he's teaching it stam, right? The Tanzim is that the stam Mishnah that is like Rebbe Shimon Hatimni to show that is really the halacha. Okay, v'im kain, if that would be the true, like you want to suggest, lisne sha'ar chayav v'kresos, right? So it would teach all the other cases in which you get karis for that. Krovas grushoso lamali. What do you have to specify the case of the relative of a grusha? So Ella, really, you see, shma mina iribo, that we must have been talking about this case. Rabbi Akiva was talking about this case, and that's where it says the chachamim were in fact moded to him. Gemara says, "V'dilma maybe la'olam lo ayriba." Maybe they weren't talking about this case. They were not. V'aydi detana mechasir grushoso v'nosei chalutzoso v'krovas chalutzoso. Since we were talking about these three cases of a person who takes back his grusha and a person who marries the woman who he did chalitza with, or he marries the relative of the woman he did chalitza with, which is we're talking about this case anyway. Satana nami krovas grushoso. So he also taught the case of the guy who marries the relative of his grusha. It's similar. Right? So Gemara says, yeah, okay, that doesn't make sense. You could read the Mishnah that way. That's not a forced reading. So Ella, really, we're not going to change it. We're not going to change the text of the Mishnah. Then the original Kasha was, how could Rabbi Akiva say that if you had relations with your Krovas Chalutza, that's a Mamzer, that's only a Din de Rabbanan, right? So you have to come off and say, no, it must be Krovas Chalutzoso, Rabbi Akiva, Havi Mamzer, right? That he is, it's really a Din de Raisa. It must be Din de Raisa. Omer Bichia Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Haina Tamid Rabbi Akiva. And this is the reasoning of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that's an Ilser de Raisa that generates Mamzeres. To Omer Krovas, the Apostle says, Beis Chalutz Hana'al. The house, the one who had his shoe removed, Hakosuv Kiro Beso, the Pasuk calls relationship with his chalutza his house. So you see that it's considered this chalutza as if she was really married to him, married to the Yavam. Therefore, there's an isser on a Torah level, not on a rabbinic level. It's a deraisa, and it's not a medivri seifrim. Om Rav Yosef, Om Rav Shimon bar Rabbi, right? Hakol modim, the machshir grus also, everybody agrees, now Amid Beis, shah vlad pogum l'kahuna, that everybody would agree that this vlad is blemished, right, and he's flawed, so to speak, and if the girl, it would be a girl, then she would not be allowed to marry a kohen. Man hakol modim, someone says, let's just figure this out over here, who exactly is everybody? Who's this everybody who agrees? Shimon HaTimni. That's Shimon HaTimni. The Af Al Gav, the Om Shimon HaTimni, Ein Mamzer Mechayev Lavin. Even though he holds it normally, you cannot become a Mamzer when you just did a Lav. Nehi de Mamzer Lo Havi. You're right, it's not a Mamzer, but Pogum, but to be blemished, defected, yeah, Mihavi. It is. It is. He's masking to this case. Right? It's in Kalvachomer. Why? Me'almana, from the case of a widow. Ma'almana l'kohen gadol she'ini surah shav l'kol. Just like an almana, it's not an isser that's, you know, applies to everybody. Only a kohen gadol is allowed not to marry the almana, right? B'na pogum, but nevertheless, her kid is flawed. So then, zu she'ini surah shav l'kol. This woman, who's divorced, married somebody else, and then went back to her original husband, ain't a din she brought pogrom. So kava chomer, how much more so? It's logical that her child should be flawed and not allowed to marry that. One says, one second. We could slug this kava chomer up. This is not irrefutable. Ikal mifrach. I could give you a number of kashas on this. First of all, ma la amana. What is unique about the case of this amana with the kohen gadol? Shekein hi atzma mischalelis. She herself was mischalelis, became like made chulin, right? She's disqualified, right, from marrying any kohen. And if she's a bas kohen, she can't eat the truma, right? But that's not true with a woman who is machzir grush also, right? Her remarriage to another one is allowed, but it doesn't make her any more for the puzzle, so you can't learn one from the other. Just to speak this out, why the Amana case is different, because the Amana, it was that marriage, right, that disqualified her from marrying any other kohen if the kohen gadol would die. But in the case of the machzir grush also, so that marriage doesn't disqualify from anything, right? Rashi points out, she was already psula kahuna from the first gerushin, right? So maybe in this case, you wouldn't say that the kid is a pogum. Okay, va'od, right? Another answer. He toeva. She is an abomination, right? What's that? Kosev, that's talking about the machzir grush also. It's he, meaning it's the diakazon. She is the one who's a toeva. Ve'ein baneha toavim. But her kids are not abominations. They're not pogum. Va'od. And another reason why this is not such a good kal v'chomer. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Hamachzir grush also. Va'hanoise chalutz also. Va'hanoise krovas chalutz also. A person who takes back his divorced wife, one who marries the one he's chalitza with, and marries the relative of chalitza, Rabbi Kiva Omer ain lo ba kiddushin. Kiddushin is not chal in such a case. It's ineffective. The ain etzricha hemen again. Therefore, since they were never married, they don't need to get to end this, to terminate. You can't terminate something that never really got off the ground. Vehi pasula vlada apostle. She's apostle. Her vlad is apostle. The koyfin also lahotzi. We force them to separate. The chacham omrim yesh lo ba kiddushin. The chacham say no. This is an effective kiddushin. It is chal. Therefore, since it is a marriage, tzricha hemen again. She actually needs a get from him. He kashera uvlada kasher, and she is kosher, right? And so too is her child, her daughter. So what does that actually mean? So the Rishonim explained in these cases, right, that the woman and her daughter, right, they'd be allowed to eat truma if they were going to marry a kohen or if it was a bas kohen. Others argue on that. As a Tosfos says, the Rabbeinu Chananel argues and says that in the case of machshir grush also, then they're not allowed to eat truma. And you have Yerushalmi like that also as well. Okay, continuing now, the Gemara says, Leman lav l'kahuna. When it says that they're not allowed to get married, aren't we talking about getting married to a kahuna? The Gemara says, lo, no, it's not talking about marrying a kahuna, it's talking about getting married l'kahal, to a regular, to the whole congregation, the Jewish people. Se'ihachi, if that's so, that's what the Brisa meant. He kashera, when the Brisa says she's kosher, she's allowed to get married, Laman. So let's be consistent. Who's that talking about that she's allowed to get married? So Elim Lekahal, you can tell me she's allowed to marry any Jews, that's Pshita. That's just Poshut, right? Mishum, Dezanya, a pastel kahal, because she had zinus, right? That she's she was not to marry this person. Now she's pasul to everybody. So it must be no for kahuna, right? Because she is a zona, but a zona only, you know, makes her disqualified from marrying for a kohen. Says the Gemara, midahi lekahuna vladanami lekahuna. Since she, in the Brice, is talking about she can't marry a Kohen, so must be for her child also is not allowed to get married to a Kohen as well. Right? So Gemara says, midi area. Wow, are these really, you know, comparable? Hakad Issa v'Hakad Issa. We have to examine each case by itself. And you know, even necessarily they're mentioned together, but it doesn't mean they have the same dinim, right? Maybe the mother, then the Brisa says by the mother that she's allowed, then that means that she's allowed to marry Kohen. And maybe when it means by the child's allowed to get married, she's kasher, that means to get married to to the Kahal, the general people. As Hachinami Mistabra, that's a logical way of learning it. That they're really talking about two different cases. Tikatani Reisha, because the Reisha said he pasula uvlad apostle. Is the Reisha says, right, quoting from Rabbi Kiva, that she and her child are apostle. He pasula man. So who is she, the mother apostle to? It's the Elim lekahal. She can't marry anyone, any Jewish people. Mishum shezanya ipasli le lekahal, because she's a zona. Therefore, she can't marry to anybody. No, that's not true. El lav lekuna. So clearly, in the Reisha, when it says the mother is not allowed, it's describing that the one she's not allowed to get married to is a kohen. Uvlad apostle leman. So then, in the Reisha, still working out the Reisha, when it says that the vlad, her child, her daughter, is this apostle, who's that going on? Elim the kahuna, if you're going to tell me it's the kahuna, ha the kahal kosher, that would mean that she could marry anybody, in any other person. Va'am Rabbi Akiva, ha vlad mamzer. Rabbi Akiva holds that the vlad in this case is a mamzer. You can't marry a regular Jew. So el pshita, the kahal. So it must be we're talking about a case of where the daughter is allowed. Is unallowed to even get married to a regular Jew. Umidereisha ha kedisa v'ha kedisa, and the fact now you see clearly in the Reisha we had to split and apply different dinim for each situation, the mother and the daughter. Seifanami ha kedisa v'ha kedisa. Now, since the Gemara answered up the kasha from the Braisa, it goes back. We had one unresolved issue. We had this diak. Vihi toeva, right? That guy said that she is a toeva, which we thought originally we had said that the he, meaning she, only one case is that she's the toeva, but it's not the kids. So Nami, we could also answer this one as well, because maybe the he is referring to a different, excluding a different one, not the kids. So Mora says like this. He toeva, yes, she, the woman is a toeva, the ain sorosa toeva, but it's not her co-wife, her rival wife, that's not a toeva. If they both fell together for Yibim, then the Yavim could marry with the tzara. Avabaneha, but the kids, tovin, they are abominations. They're not the ones who are allowed to marry into the kahuna. Se'ela amonakasha, but we answered two. We still have that kavachomer from the case of the amana. That's still shver. So mala amana shekein hi atzma mis chaleles. What do we find by the amana where she was married to the kohen gadol that makes herself disqualified? Now she can't marry to any other Kohen, and if she was the Bas Kohen, then she can't eat Truma. That's not true with Machzir Grush also. When she gets married to another man, that's allowed. So that doesn't make anything more, you know, worse for her. So there's no basis for assuming that the kid who's born from someone who is Machzir Grush also would be a pogum. So Ella, E Itmar, Hachi Itmar. So really, if it was said, this is how you have to learn it. Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Shimon de Rebbe. Hakol moidim beba al chayavim kresa shavlad pogum. Everybody would agree that a person who had relations with someone who's chayav kores, the kid is pogum. Man hakol moidim. So who is exactly, when it says everybody agrees, that's Rebbe Yehoshua. That's the sheet of Rebbe Yehoshua. The afagav to Omer Rav Yehoshua, ein mamzer mechayav kresa. Normally Rebbe Yehuda says Mishnah on Mem Testament Beis, that a kid born from Chayv Kares is not a mamzer, need a mamzer lohavi. Granted, he's not going to be a mamzer, pogum miuhavi, but he is a pogum. Mikal v'chomer. We learn this out me'amana, from the case of the amana. What's the kal v'chomer? Ma amana l'kohen gadol she'ein isur shav v'kol banapogum. So just like by the amana who is ushered to marry to a kohen gadol, but it's not shav, it's not, you know, equally applies to all people. It's only a kohen gadol can't marry the amana, but nevertheless her kid from that is pogum, right? This woman who's not allowed to marry anybody ain't a din. She's not pogum. So certainly, it should be her kid should be pogum. If you're going to say this kavachomer could be slugged up and say like this, mala amana shekein hi atzam is chaleles, because she herself is disqualified from marrying a kohen. But that's not true to a woman who is usher for karis. Hachanami came into Bala asa zona. No, because once he had Bia with her, he turns her into a zona. Ah, and once she's turned into a zona, in that case, she actually is disqualified from marrying any kohen. Okay, Amir Shem, we will pick it up from here in the next year.